Welcome back to Tivating Patiently, the appreciation podcast that highlights, dives deeper, and celebrates the work and accomplishments of our Tony-winning national treasure, Aaron Tveit. My name's Elizabeth, and this episode is a Rouge recap from Sunday, August 25th. My birthday was this past Saturday, the 24th, so my husband and I got to have a little birthday date in NYC. And my husband was excited to get to go back to the Rouge and see Austin Durance Ziedler again. Austin and the Moulin Rouge Tour, they were our summer last year, and my husband has not yet seen JoJo Satine, so I was excited for him to get to see her and hear her with Aaron. And I honestly become more and more obsessed with JoJo and her portrayal of Satine the more I listen to her and see her. And it's crazy how Aaron and JoJo are all but halfway through their 12-week run already. And there are less than 2 weeks left of having Ricky and Aaron together, which I can't even talk about. It never ceases to amaze me, the instant mood boost that happens the second the Al Hirschfeld Theater comes into view on 45th Street. And you see that Moulin Rouge sign, and the photos on the pillars, and that mood boost and joy only magnifies with walking into the theater, seeing the set and hearing the pre-show music. And I turned to my husband once we sat down and I told him I just felt so happy being there. Now, Aaron, he made his entrance slightly early for this show. The Sword Girls, they were still just starting to swallow the swords, and he came out and he stood on the first platform for a few extra moments while they finished before he proceeded to walk across. And I've said this before, but the power of Aaron's presence for a sign raise is unlike anything else. He can make audiences cheer and clap when he comes out, and then with just a look and a little smile, he can quiet the audience down and build that anticipation up for that beat to drop and the Lady M's to appear. The opening number is always the best kind of overstimulation. And when it's time for the Bohemians to come in, from where we were sitting on Sunday, we could see and hear Aaron and Ricky and Andre whispering and messing around with each other as they ran down the side aisle towards the stage. And Aaron and Ricky are just a whole vibe during that number. When the horns are on stage, they come out and they dance and they move back off to the side. And in some shows, more than others, Aaron completely lets loose off to the side with his dancing. And Sunday was one of those days where he just danced like there's tomorrow in your pants. And he just looks like he is having an absolute blast being on stage. After this past Saturday night Ricky Live, with the Sing One of Your Love Songs Instantly segment, that part of the show made me laugh a little bit more than usual, just imagining what Aaron had said on the live of what if he could sing a different love song instantly each show? Like, how wild would that be? And I posted that clip and somebody commented on the clip from the live and said it would be like Taylor Swift's surprise acoustic set of her Eras Tour if Aaron did that, leaving audiences wondering what the song of the night would be. And I just love watching Toulouse and Santiago's reaction to Christian singing during Truth, Beauty, Freedom, and Love. They're so real in their reactions. And I mean, honestly, they're real reactions to all of us in the audience whenever Aaron Tveit steps up to sing literally anything. But okay, JoJo Satine, like I said at the start, I become more and more obsessed with her every time I see her. Her entrance on the swing continues to take my breath away. She just oozes confidence, and she is just so, so stunningly beautiful. And her voice is an absolute powerhouse. Satine's first interaction with Christian will always be one of my favorite moments. His little wave and just the way he looks at her, And then I love JoJo's ending of Diamonds. The moment where she takes a beat between the final best and friend, it's just such a statement and really gives her a chance to shine on top of that diamond, like by herself for the big finale. After that final note, Erin always stands up in that box and really applauds her, which is just such a crossover of Christian being amazed by Satine and Erin just being the ultimate hype man for everyone. Do you remember the post that Moulin Rouge made like a week ago about the elephants within the set? And there's seven of them. And I was definitely looking out for them during the show. So if you haven't paid attention to them before, try to find them all. JoJo and Erin's chemistry, it's just off the charts. She is so affectionate in how she interacts with Christian and the way that she touches him, and Erin is so soft and gentle in his interactions with her. At the end of Your Song, when Christian and Satine share that kiss, there are some times where the Christians and the Satines, they go into that kiss so abruptly and they're so overly passionate about it. Whereas JoJo, she takes a beat and then she moves in closer to Christian and to kiss him. And first she has her hands on his arm and then his chest before she wraps around his neck. And Erin plays up the surprise of like Christian being kissed by Satine, by her, like of her making that move first. He doesn't like wrap his arms around her or touch her right away, but then he slowly puts his arms around her back to hold her. They just do so many little things together that make their Christian and Satine romance their own, and I just love watching it. They also have affectionate moments like that, again, in Elephant Love Medley. They're so playful at the start. Like, for example, when Christian asks for just one night, and Satine, she responded with, "There's no way because you can't pay." JoJo like rubbed her fingers together, like signaling for money. And Erin talked about this in interviews before, but Elephant Love Medley starts with them singing anti-love songs to each other. And it's fun to watch his Christian sing to her about what they could be and her clapping back with why it won't work. And he has rolled his eyes and he has moved his hands in ways to almost be like, come on, like give me something here. But then, And Such Great Heights happens, and they lean into each other, and they're in sync. They're singing those love songs together. And both Erin and JoJo are just so beautiful when they're spinning on that Eiffel Tower together in those blue costumes and going into the final harmonies and that epic dip and kiss before intermission.
I hope you don't mind.
Now let's take a moment for Ricky and Sophie at the start of Backstage Romance. When Sophie did that audition for the next Ricky on a Saturday Night Live when Ricky was on vacation, Caitlin Mesh did a dead-on impression of how Ricky holds the notes during his and Sophie's opening part of Bad Romance. And like, it was scary accurate how well Caitlin did that. And I'm trying to not think about it because I get all in the feels knowing that Ricky only has 2 weeks left. Like, he and Sophie are phenomenal. And then to this dream of having Aaron and Ricky back together, it's here. I don't want it to end. But during the first rehearsal scene, after the phenomenon that is Backstage Romance, I love watching Aaron when he is sitting on the stage during the start of rehearsal. He's holding the sheet music and he's motioning with one hand like he's conducting the music. It's very subtle. You may not even have noticed this before, but I love watching just the little things that he does to make it extra and his. But Austin, he shines in that scene as Ziedler with his reaction to wanting the razor prop and then how he mimes off stage when he's annoyed with Toulouse for not giving him his prop and Christian comes in for his part. I also should have mentioned this earlier, but David Harris was out on Sunday and Adam Levy was on as the Duke for this show. And his portrayal, he definitely played the Duke and his anger and arrogance more controlled than David does. Like, he didn't raise his voice as often, but you could still feel his anger and his possession over Satine and the show. Like, you were still scared of him, but he didn't have that big booming yell and like passionate anger that David really brings to the role. But I mean, I feel lucky to have seen another actor's portrayal of the Duke. Like, it's always just interesting and fun to see what they do that's different to make it their own and put their stamp on it. But okay, back to the Christian and Satine affection during Come What May. I mean, the way that they hold each other and the way that JoJo looks at Aaron and she puts her head on his shoulder when Aaron is looking out into the audience. I keep saying it, I'm sorry for repeating, but their chemistry and their portrayal of their character's love is just so apparent and just continues to grow like each week and with each show that they do together. But going forward a bit to Chandelier and Roxanne, my husband commented after the show that he forgot that Satine comes down on the swing again during Chandelier. He hasn't seen the show since the tour last summer, and on tour, Satine comes up in the middle of Ziedler and the Bohemians when they're back in the corner singing that On for Tonight. And he said he was looking at that corner for how Satine would sneak into the huddle, and then here comes JoJo on the swing. And again, she makes such an entrance. She's stunning, and Aaron looks at her with such disbelief that she is even there. The transition into Roxanne will always be incredible. So much build up for that moment. And then Aaron is so powerful with his initial Roxanne and how he rushes forward with his more than I can stand. A few people have commented that they have missed the maniacal laughter that Aaron used to do when he walked across the stage during Roxanne. But he did it at this show. Right before he stepped up onto the platform to turn into the audience, he did the laugh, like threw his head back a little, and then stumbled forward to go onto that last platform and go into that turn. His Roxanne, opt up or not, will never not be amazing and be needed to be played on repeat for days and days to come after hearing it.
Oh,
There was an interview that was just released last week for JoJo, where she was interviewed for Cosmopolitan magazine. One of the questions that she was asked was, what was her favorite song to sing in the show? And she said she loves Crazy Rolling, and hearing Aaron's harmonies with her while they are on opposite sides of the stage from each other. They both bring the passion and intensity to that performance. And I love that it seems like we're getting to watch them a little longer when they're standing next to each other at the end of the song with her arm up, him with his arm and the gun in the air before the lights go out. It's just that extra moment to live in that with. And it's no coincidence I've come. And I can die when I'm done. So those of us that have seen Moulin Rouge multiple times, we know the moments where it's apparent in the audience that it's someone's first time seeing the show. One of those moments happened right at the end when Christian shows up on stage, like of the set of their show, and after he says, "Look at me, Satine, why else live if not for love?" and then he points the gun at himself, someone who was like diagonal from me full on gasped and had her hands over her mouth when I turned to look at where that gasp came from. Like, it's crazy to be in that intense moment and then hear a reaction like that. Like, it takes you out of it for a second, but it was like, whoa, this really is your first time seeing the show, which is like amazing. You never forget your first Rouge. But this show, it's everything. And Aaron has shared that musical theater is the ultimate form of escapism, and he is just so right. Nothing else matters during the time that you are sitting in the theater watching the show. And then, of course, there's that post-show high that carries you through for a few days after the show ends, and Moulin Rouge will never not mean something to so many in so many different ways, and that's just amazing to think about. So thank you so much for listening today and continuing to support this podcast. For more fun Aaron content, please follow along on Instagram at tivating_patiently and on TikTok at tivatingpatiently, and hope to have you back here for episode 97.